Transmitiendo desde San Ildefonso 28, Antigua Escuela de Jurisprudencia, grado 0 en la enseñanza del Derecho en México, esto es Procrastinando, un programa de filosofía del derecho con un carácter totalmente informal.
¿Qué tal? Muy buenos días, amigos de Proyecto Grado Cero. Nos encontramos transmitiendo desde el Colegio de México. Hoy tenemos una entrevista muy interesante con la doctora Bambra, que ella es egresada de la Universidad de Bombrick y estudió Sociología Histórica y Sociologías Conectadas. Ella nos va a hablar acerca del ámbito de la sociología a través de la teoría de Max Weber. Good morning. Doctor, tell us about your paper that talks about sociology comparative and sociology connectative. What is the importance of these subjects?
Well, the key concern that I have is that within comparative historical sociology, the way in which it's organized, it's really organized around comparing two different objects in a way. And partly my concern is that the way in which people do comparative historical sociology, they miss out on some of the key connections that bring different events together, and that we can't understand events only by trying to understand them in terms of what happened to the event itself, but we have to understand how the event is located in a broader context, and that that broader context has implications for the way in which we understand particular events. So just to give you an example to illustrate this, one of the examples I used yesterday was about the Industrial Revolution. So when we're trying to understand about whether the world is modern, one of the things that people always say is that the Industrial Revolution creates the modern world. But if we think about, and then the key thing is also that the Industrial Revolution is seen to be a European phenomenon. But if we think about the Industrial Revolution and think about what it actually consisted of, I mean, it consisted of a lot of things, but one of the key things that scholars often talk about is the cotton mills of Manchester and Lancaster, that these were somehow the heart of the Industrial Revolution, and that from there industrialization emerges and then becomes global. But I want to ask, well, cotton isn't a plant that's native to Europe, let alone to England. It comes from India, as does the technology of how to dye and weave it. It's grown in the southern states of the US by Africans who are taken there as part of the European trade in human beings. The raw material goes back to Manchester, and from there it's woven into cloth, and that cloth is then sold around the world. And so the globalization is something that actually precedes the Industrial Revolution, because it's the global connections between India, Africa, the Americas, and Europe that enable the cotton mills of Manchester to eventually have the sort of status that they do within the literature. And so what I'm interested in is, why are these broader connections missed out within comparative historical sociology? And because they're missed out, I think they provide us with a problematic account of the Industrial Revolution, an inadequate account of the Industrial Revolution. And to truly understand it, we have to locate it within these broader connections.
Yeah, it's very important to understand this part of the history, the connection about between sociology and historic, because this is an important part of these topics in this program. Doctor, could you tell us about the importance of postcolonialist studies in to understand the euro crisis?
So one of the things that I've been interested in particularly is the way in which sociology develops its concepts on the basis of a particular history. And as I was saying about the history of the Industrial Revolution, the history that sociology generally uses is a history of Western or European exceptionalism. But if that history is proved to be inadequate, then how would sociology need to change if we took into account these broader histories? And so my argument is that to the extent that sociology and modernity are co-constitutive, i.e. that sociology as a discipline emerges to try and make sense of the modern world, but the way in which sociology identifies the modern world is only in terms of Europe. But there are many scholars who argue for the importance of the changes that happen in Europe to be located in the context of broader global processes that are going on, and particularly here, the processes of colonization, dispossession, appropriation, and enslavement. These are the actual historical processes that make the world a global world. And so in that context, for sociology not to take into account those processes in the making of the modern world, I think provides for a really inadequate account of what modernity is, and then the concepts that we associate with modernity, like citizenship, the nation state, and so on, and even our understandings of capitalism. And so in this way, the tradition of post-colonial thought, and not just post-colonial thought, but also the coloniality-modernity school that emerges out of Latin America, both of these traditions I found really useful in highlighting A, the importance of colonialism itself, but then also the importance of thinking about colonialism within the disciplines that don't traditionally see colonialism as a central category.
Thank you. And these questions have a relation with my last question. That is, what is important to know the theory of Max Weber to understand these topics, globalization, post-colonialist, and the important integration of the new ideas in the sociology?
Well, the key question that Weber was concerned with was trying to explain the rise of the West. For him, there was a sense that the West was special within the world, and he wanted to understand why it had risen. And his explanations for why it had risen were all to do with factors internal to Europe. And the Weberian model within historical sociology is the one that's followed by the majority of historical sociologists today. But to focus only on internal factors within Europe actually limits our understanding. And so this is why I would say that I think the Weberian model is actually deficient and needs to be replaced by a different way of thinking about historical sociology. And for that, I put forward the idea of connected sociologies, i.e. it's the connections that are significant to our understanding of events, not trying to understand them in terms of some idea of origin or endogenous accounts.
Thank you very much for this interview. It was a pleasure. Thank you. Esto ha sido una entrevista con la doctora Bambra. Esperemos la hayan disfrutado. Muchísimas gracias, doctora. Hasta luego.